factors impacting fertilizer prices. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, fertilizer experts are keeping a close eye on nitrogen prices as farmers prepare for spring planting. Greg Allen has more.
Throughout the winter months, prices for key nitrogen sources have remained a major topic of discussion. But as spring approaches, one big question remains. How much nitrogen will farmers actually need? Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, says that answer depends heavily on corn.
We keep building this corn crop. It keeps getting to be a bigger number being discussed by the marketplace, and that builds nitrogen demand overall. So that has just continued to provide more and more price strength to the urea market.
Right now, many farmers are focusing on anhydrous ammonia, one of the most widely used and often most economical nitrogen sources. Increased interest in anhydrous could eventually put upward pressure on prices, especially if demand accelerates quickly.
Anhydrous is still the cheapest form of nitrogen out there to the farmer, and if they get the chance, I think you're going to see them pile onto it. That's going to have some impact on the anhydrous price, of course, but you could start stealing some demand away from things like urea and UAN if this continues.
Industry analysts say fertilizer availability is currently adequate, but the situation could change depending on farmer decisions and global market conditions.
It's NOLA based because that's kind of our base point for North America fertilizers. And since the first half of December, when urea prices dipped to their lowest level, prices are up over $100 a ton since that point in time. And a lot of that continues to be driven globally.
As planting season draws closer, nitrogen prices and corn acreage will be key factors shaping spring input costs on the farm. Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Colder air blasting into the Great Lakes region today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. Low pressure continues to sit a little bit farther back to the west this morning, but it's going to track right across central Lake Michigan and into northern parts of our state as we move from this afternoon into this evening. We're also seeing a nice wraparound band of snow coming down through Wisconsin, parts of Minnesota into northern Illinois. That's going to rotate in here as well. We're going to be dealing with snow showers. Yep, after seeing it be so mild and so spring-like, we're getting a dose of reality. Winter's not done yet. We do see on again, off again snow showers through this evening and into the overnight. I think we take a break and have a pause tomorrow in most areas. Now, I do think the snow continues up in the UP and northern parts of lower Michigan tomorrow, but central and southern Michigan, probably not seeing much for your Saturday. Then winds shift from going west to more north, and that really engages us in lake effect from Saturday overnight right on through Sunday. As a matter of fact, I think we can see some fairly significant lake effect accumulations in parts of Michigan through that Sunday, early Monday time frame. The cold air parks here through Tuesday of next week before it finally starts to ease ever so slightly. That easing comes with a little bit of moisture overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now we're looking at snow, wet snow, but I think we can see some rain to mix in as well. The milder air holds through Thursday with another batch of rain coming up from the southwest, and then cold air is back for Friday the 27th. Mild temperatures going through the turn of the month, the 28th into the 1st, but we also have a very strong warm air versus cold air battle starting to play out over the country. That leads to more precipitation for Tuesday, well, Monday the 2nd into Tuesday the 3rd. So we're going to be rather active here as we get into the next few weeks, but also seeing temperatures with some wild swings. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
As we take a look at the factors that had a major impact on the grain markets Thursday, we check in now with Andy Eubank, and with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke before the close of trade Thursday.
Ag Outlook Forum, and we'll find out if there was any groundbreaking news coming out of that. Carl, we did see a higher wheat market again throughout the Thursday trading session, finally pulling beans higher and corn about even. But again, wheat the leader.
Yeah, wheat really did jump out of the gate here this morning, and we really started to pick up the pace yesterday a little bit. All of a sudden, we started to look at the wheat export pace. You know, we've been really talking about corn and soybeans all marketing year. The wheat exports really starting to perk up here a little bit, and now we got some global production issues coming at us. We've heard about the quality issues in the China crop, and now in the Black Sea over in Russia and Ukraine, there's some concerns that elevated temperatures caused some snow melt here last week, and now we're having refreeze on fields that had warmed up a little bit. A lot of worries that we're going to see winter kill there. Looking at the Ag Outlook Forum numbers, we really didn't gain anything out of that to support wheat today, so to speak. Soybeans not taking a lot of support either, coming in at 85 million acres, about 4 million higher than what we produced last year. Interestingly enough, though, even with that much added production, the USDA kept our 2026-27 soybean ending stocks at 350 million bushels, a rather tight, snug number considering the stocks to use production that we're having. Corn was the big talk of the market, but this ran out of steam as well. 94 million acres to be planted this year, 1 million under what trade was expecting, and down 4.8 million acres from last year.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, March corn down a penny and a quarter at 425 and three quarters. May corn half a penny lower, 436 and a quarter. March beans gaining 7.5 to 1141. May beans 7 higher at 1156. And March wheat climbing 12.5 to 559.5. April live cattle up 90 cents at 243.42. April lean hogs also 90 cents higher at 93.45. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.